Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation, only God knows why. Welcome to the show today. Before we set off, Anthony, I'd like to ask everybody here listening today to please help us out with something. If you're, tell us where you're listening, tell us why you're listening on our Facebook page, Gun for Hire on the Facebook page. It's all yours, my friend.
So, welcome to show 282. This is our highest numbered show yet, by the way, in case anybody was
interested. It is. Congratulations on that, too.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for our listeners. A couple of guests today. We got Rosie. I'm just going to call him Rosie from CNJFO.
Just call him Rosie.
He is the guy who handles everything for CNJFO, David Rosenthal. We have Eric Rebels and Vince Damiano are our newest sponsors to Gun for Hire Radio, and their company is Gunsitters. What's the name of the company, Eric?
Gunsitters.
And how do you find it? What's the website?
Gunsitters.com.
How easy is that? Vince, say hello so we can get you queued up here.
How you doing?
Okay, Vince is a highly decorated veteran, too, by the way, so thank you for your service.
He didn't wear his decorations.
And your sacrifices. No, you did. You wore your freaking clown mask.
I did. That was good. Do you,
you know
like
why?
It?
You know why? Cannibals don't eat clowns, right?
Because they taste funny?
They taste funny.
There we go. He's here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
Try the veal. It's good on Tuesday.
Please don't forget to tip your servers.
So we're going to be covering a lot of stuff. The first two segments. Rosie, what's going on with CNJFO? And how do people find out about Charlie the Billboard and CNJFO?
Well, Charlie the Billboard was a plan that we instituted over the summer. Currently, Charlie is down and out because we don't have enough funds right now to go into Sweeney's or Weinberg's district. But we're building that war chest to be able to do that. With Sweeney announcing that he's not running for governor and Phillip taking a back step, basically Murphy is the new guy that everybody's looking at.
And he doesn't even believe in the Second Amendment, by the way.
No, and I was
that'll be Murphy's Law.
Yeah. Phil Murphy. Yeah, he's a Corzine. He's really a Bloomberg.
Okay. Oh, yes,
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, he's a Bloomberg guy, $500 million war chest behind him.
Yep. Okay. Goldman Sachs money, another robber baron.
Right, exactly. And I was at the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Club's annual meeting where I got to listen to Evan Knappen and Dan Schmutter and Rob Nixon, as well as Scott Bach, and you know, learned a lot about what's going on with Mr. Murphy. So
We're in big trouble. He's going to buy the election. That's why Phillip and Sweeney backed out, because they know they can't afford to compete with him.
Exactly.
And the Democratic power brokers are just all bending over for Phil Murphy, guys. So we're in for a huge storm.
Well, you know, that and also Sweeney didn't want to be basically pushed out, and made like a negative, thing. So what he basically did was he's going to stay Senate president. I'm not sure if a backroom deal wasn't cut already just so he gave up running for governor.
Well, he's still going to have the strongest position in the state as the Senate president. You know, if he ran for governor, you know who the next Senate president would have been? Loretta Weinberg.
You're right.
All right. How do you like that?
That's a 1-2 punch.
Okay. Actually, even though Sweeney used to be an A rating with the NRA, it was because of the magazine ban and a few other things that he got knocked down to an F. But, Sweeney can be coerced into defending hunters and shooters.
Enough money.
Loretta Weinberg
can't.
Anybody
can be coerced.
Right.
No, Loretta Weinberg can't. I'm just so happy she lost $500,000 with Bernie Madoff. That always makes me feel good.
Well,
anyway,
good.
Back to what you asked me about.
Ooh, he's getting us back on task. Thank you. Thank you for whacking my pee-pee, Rosie. Hold on. There, he did it. All right, go ahead.
It's nice and soft. Anyway, what we're going to do is talk about...
Go ahead.
What you asked me about, and basically,
even newer low.
Yes.
Why are you even looking?
And that
thanks,
is,
Vince.
That is our CNJFO mascot Charlie, which, by the way, is currently circulating at various places in the form of targets that are available at $1 each. Package of 10 is $10 at cnjfo.com/events.
cnjfo.com is the main website, though, right?
That's right. And we have a Stroke store where you can buy Charlie t-shirts.
Stroke store? Wait a minute. This just didn't come out right. I think you should probably rename this. It's going really in a bad direction here.
Well, it's cnjfo.com.
Slash. There we go.
Store.
Thank you.
Okay. In addition to that, I'm proud to announce that we have, at our last Wednesday meeting, accepted William Corman from Flanders, New Jersey.
I call him Bill, but go ahead.
Yeah, as our show and community outreach chair.
So why isn't he here?
Well, because he's busy running a reprographics company.
Okay.
Unfortunately, he couldn't be here himself, but, you know.
They sent the second string.
I'm a second stringer, you know, filling in for him. So congratulations, Will, on, biting the bullet and joining the busiest two-way organization in New Jersey.
Nice.
Yeah, he brings a ton of experience, and the trustee board interviewed him on Wednesday night at Mass Stories down in Mercer County.
Good
we
diner.
Love that we see. Yeah, good diner.
Never been there. By the way, for anybody interested that wants to learn how to be on the show, you can, A, be a sponsor. You can do what Rosie did. What was that? Rosie brought, somebody's thing went off. Rosie brought me two cigars, a My Father and an Oliva Series V from his son's wedding. Congratulations on your son.
Thank you very much.
That's how he got on the show, by the way. Hint, hint, if anybody wants to know. So moving along, go ahead, Rosie. What's the website again?
CNJFO.com.
You're also accepting donations, too,
of course,
right?
Okay. And we're a 501c3 charitable and educational nonprofit.
So you didn't buy cigars with the donation money?
I promised I did not.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
All right. And by the way, that cigar, one of those Olivas actually came out of the box that was at my son's wedding.
I'm honored, really. I'll smoke it for a special occasion.
All right, sir. Too bad Sandy doesn't smoke cigars.
No, it's good because I get them all.
It's very good.
Anyway, we have a bunch of stuff coming up I guess we can talk about in the second segment. But
you can start now. What do you got shaking? How was the picnic? Picnic went well?
Picnic went fantastic. We had a bunch of people that showed up from the public. And they had a great time learning all about the Second Amendment.
Great. Let's talk about it some more when we come back. You guys alive over there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, get warmed up.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
What's a barrel shroud and why should we regulate?
I actually don't know what a barrel shroud is.
Okay, because it's in your legislation.
It's a shoulder thing that goes up.
No.
What do you do Tuesday and Thursday nights?
I usually work. But I'll work out with you. I'll work out with you, Vin. No problem. This segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Family Chiropractic, conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. A strong, staunch supporter of the Second Amendment, please check out Waldorf Family Chiropractic in Bridgewater, New Jersey. So, if you don't think this assault is going to get bad, everybody better support our 2A groups out there and support the NRA, because when Christie's gone, if we get Phil Murphy in, we're done. So we have groups like CNJFO.com. I always talk about the hammer and the anvil. I look at ANJRPC as the anvil, the slow-moving big block, and then the little organizations like CNJFO. As a ball peen hammer striking, or for if you want to use another analogy, biting at the feet of our enemies and the ankles. So go ahead, Rosie. Tell us about the events that are coming up. Reiterate how people can my funeral director just walked by.
Very
by
nice.
By the way. Yes, he's always good to have around.
It's always good to have
yes,
around.
Yes, yes. He's got all these mad tools in the basement of his place, too.
Very good.
Go ahead, Rosie.
All right. Well, to reiterate about the picnic that we had, it was fantastic. We had members of the public show up. We
What'd
had
you
our,
have to eat?
Our Charlie Banner. Oh, we had it catered by Eagle Scout moms.
Cool.
Yeah, friends of mine.
Very nice.
My son was one of seven eagles in a group that all eagled together. So that was really cool. The whole patrol went up at once, and a couple of them do catering. But anyway, we had banners up. We had the park police stop and take a Charlie target.
Nice.
Which is really cool.
Nice. Yeah,
you're
right.
You're doing what we're supposed to do. You're getting the word out. You can't get a million people to show up, but if you can get 100 and 100 and 50 and 50 and 100 and keep converting and selling.
That's what
it
is.
And showing them that you don't look like the typical gun owner. You know,
right.
Look at the five of us ugly mugs in this room here.
Right.
None of us look like what the media says a gun owner should look like.
Right, exactly.
Vince got us all his teeth.
It's amazing,
okay,
too,
right? I mean, he's not wearing suspenders,
no butt cracks,
no camo. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it.
Very good. Yeah.
It's amazing that, you know, so we're breaking those boundaries.
Yes, we are, and we're proud to do it at CNJFO. The coalition does all kinds of things to break those boundaries. We have scheduled this month, believe it or not, and there's still time to register, a sporting clays at your buddies over at Lehigh.
Bill Bachenberg, great
yes,
guy. He's
great
an NRA
guy.
Board member.
Yes, yep. He is. And we're going to be there on Sunday the 30th. Cost on that is $1.60. You can go to cnjfo.com/events and still sign up for that. In addition, we have a pheasant hunt coming up on November the 19th. That's a Saturday.
I thought it was a peasant hunt. I signed up for that already.
Oh,
so, go
man,
ahead.
Me too.
Go ahead.
I would have boy.
Up. You signed up already?
I would have if it was peasant hunt.
It was a peasant hunt.
Yeah.
Could you
no.
change that, do you think?
Take an H out, Sandy. It's
History of
all
the
good.
World, part one. I don't treat the peasants bad. Pull. Putin.
And feathers fly.
Trap shooting the peasants. Mel Brooks. Go ahead. Sorry, Rose. So when is that coming up?
Saturday, November the 19th. We still have openings. It's a four-hour, half-day hunt. It's
where? Where's the hunt?
Guyberson's in Pemberton Township by Joint Base McGuire.
That's in New Jersey? That's in
yes.
this country?
Okay. It's in this country.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's
he never gets south of the Raritan
it's
River.
In,
so
it's
I'm not allowed.
It's in the land of the People's Republic, but South Jersey is a whole other
It's a whole other world.
My
world.
Ankle bracelet won't let me go past the Raritan
very
River.
Yes,
so,
right.
And then it alerts my probation officer.
Then you can't come to my house. I'm in South Oakland.
Yeah, not yet. Not yet.
All right.
After May.
All right. And
go ahead.
In addition to that, we have a hog hunt that's completely booked in,
booked?
In
booked
January.
It, huh? How many people?
A dozen people.
Wow. God bless. That's
nice.
Great. That's
and
great.
And the vendor out there in Pennsylvania gave us a second date. So the scoop for you again
you
is...
You got wild hogs in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, actually, they're,
really?
They're both wild and farm-raised.
Okay.
And it's
mm-hmm.
and it's mm-hmm. and it's
then they're called pigs.
Right. And it's any weapon, no license needed.
After the hog hunt, somebody better come on the show
with
some
bacon. Right.
For us to try. I want two strips. That's
all.
All.
Yeah.
Well, cuz I'm trying to keep it real, Rose. I don't want to be, you know.
We don't
want to
wrap that around a cheeseburger,
anymore.
Right?
No. I just want two pieces of cured cooked bacon.
Right.
to try. Go ahead.
I can do that the next time I'm on.
Good. Right, and okay. Maybe like 5 pounds of pork bellies. But
I'm,
go ahead.
I'm writing this down.
What else you got going, Rose?
Well, believe it or not, November the 5th, which is the first Saturday in November, we're going to be doing some community outreach at the Old Bridge Rifle and Pistol Club's outdoor range at an NSSF 22 rimfire match with a $6,000 random prize table.
When is this?
This is going to be Saturday, November the 5th at the Old Bridge Outdoor Range.
Now, that was originally, if you Gun for Hire alumni, it used to be the Ruger Rimfire match. Right. And Ruger passed it off to the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Really?
Yeah, because it got too big for them. And that's what put Cheyenne Roberts on the on the map when she won that Ruger Rimfire Championship. And now it's the NSSF, for you people out there, it's the National Shooting Sports Foundation. It's basically the NRA for us guys that are in the business, like gun sitters and Woodland Park Range. It's a professional organization.
It is truly the industry organization for the firearms
industry.
Their
headquarters is in Newtown, Connecticut, which was a bad thing. Yeah. Bad place to be. So when is the rimfire? When is the NSSF rimfire?
The rimfire is Saturday, November the 5th.
That's 2 weeks away.
Yeah. Cost for a non-member is only $40. And there's $6,000 up on the prize table, and you can come in last and win a gun.
Listen, for you listeners, if you've never been to Old Bridge Rifle and Pistol Club, go on the CNJFO website /events, check it out, get information, and for $40, get in on this. I'll tell you what, pay the $40 even if you don't go shoot. Go down and check out the facilities. All right? It's a great way to get in and get your name in the raffles and everything.
Now, bring somebody with you.
And I have a website that they can look up the information directly.
Go ahead.
OBSteelChallenge.com.
OBSteelChallenge.com. OBSteelChallenge.com. What else do you have going on, Rose?
Well, we have the hog hunt scheduled for Sunday, February the 19th year.
No, that's a new one.
The January one is booked.
And
the February one, we have a couple people, and we could do up to 8 or 10 more.
Gotcha. All right, okay. So it's February 19th?
February 19th, the third Sunday, we could use some help with that.
I have a nail appointment that day, otherwise I'd go.
You
go ahead.
Boychik. a nail appointment.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Go ahead. What else?
He's going to have to wait.
That's it? No, he's done anyway. You're going to stay, though, Rosie. You're going to stay. Anything else you have to chime in, we'll add as we go along.
Aye, aye, Captain.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have 3 times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have 2 smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with 1 or 2 kids and they'll do a handoff. To To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
For most purposes, having these magazine clips that have more than 15 rounds in them, there's really no purpose for those except for shooting targets or shooting people.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites. Liberty Office Suites has two locations, New Road in Parsippany and Montville. Ron Sousa, another supporter of the cause. He has a meeting room for up to 70 people. He's got about 70 private offices that are all furnished with telephone answering, secretaries, the whole bit. For as little as $58 a month, you can start. It's almost like a timeshare. Your business grows, so can your footprint in Liberty Office Suites. Check out LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Now, I got these two characters in here from Gun Sitters. I have a very long history with Eric Rebels. He's an old Gun for Hire alumni. He's been hanging around and took a ton of classes at Gun for Hire for about 8 years now, I would say. Certified NRA instructor, RSO, you name it. Vince Damiano really doesn't need much of an introduction. He's prior military, a few branches, and a lot of overseas duty and a lot of injuries, but he survived and his head's on straight. So again, thank you for your service.
Thanks.
But here's the deal. You're welcome. These guys, they were at the last two SafeCons. They had booths. Rosie, you saw them over there, gunsitters.com.
Yes,
they advertise in the ANJRPC magazine. Now, Gun Sitters, I'm going to let them explain their business, but I will tell you that being a conduit in the 2A community, I get phone calls all the time. I think my wife wants to get a divorce. She threatened me. One of my kids got arrested for drugs. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going away. I'm moving. I'm building a house. What do I do with my guns? What do I do with my guns? Eric, what do I do all the time?
You refer them to us.
I refer them to gunsitters.com. I had a situation where a guy called me up and said his ex was going ballistic. He was afraid she was going to pull a fast one. I called up Gun Sitters. Eric drove down, went to his house, inventoried all the guns, drove them up, locked them up, secured them. The next day, she pulled some bullshit with the cops that he threatened her with a gun, and there
and
was
the guns
no
weren't
guns
even there.
There. Yeah. All he had was a receipt. And then they follow up with these guys, right?
Yes.
To make sure that the guns are, in fact, secured there. So, invaluable. Invaluable.
Absolutely.
Invaluable. I had a different situation. When I was going through a divorce, I transferred all the guns to the business, to the FFL, and I had no access to them so that if anybody tried to pull hokey stuff. So tell us about your services. Tell us about yourself. We got the next couple of segments. We're going to use you in the learning segment. Rosie, chime in. Share stories with them. No more than 7 words. Go ahead, guys.
Well, let's start from the very beginning because it's a very good place to start.
Gunsitters.com, by the way, our newest sponsor, by the way.
About 5 years ago, I was sitting with my business partner, and we owned a data storage company. We have a 3,000-square-foot die-bold vault underground in Whippany, New Jersey.
I want to add in, if anybody's ever watched the original Get Smarts, it's under the original Pancake House in the Pine Plaza in Whippany. I used to live in Whippany. You would never know it's there. And you go downstairs, and you basically go into a vault, 3,000-square-foot vault. Go ahead, Eric.
14,000-pound door that we would keep our data storage tapes in. So data, as you know, gets smaller and smaller and smaller and a smaller footprint, so our vault was virtually getting bigger. So we sat there and figured out, what can we really do with this vault? Store stamps or precious documents or paintings? We're like, no. Then a friend of mine who was a police officer, a sergeant, had sent a text message to his wife, "You gonna pick up the kids?" Next text message, "You're going to pick up the kids? Yo, B, are you going to pick up the effing kids?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she thought that was harassing and threatening, so she called the police, and he was arrested. All of his guns were taken away. One of his guns was not at home because he hunts with his father, so they went to his father's house in Pennsylvania and took his guns away, too. So...
That's how it works.
They went to his father's house in Pennsylvania and took the father's guns away also.
Not the first time I've heard that story.
No.
I had a state trooper from the firearms unit tell me that they took his guns away and his dad's guns, who was a retired state trooper.
Yeah, a very high-ranking
state trooper. Okay, so don't think it can't happen to you. Go ahead,
Eric. There was a guy that wound up with 200 guns in barrels. He didn't get any kind of a problem, but... His wife was beating him up.
And this happened in Jersey. It happened. We know that story. Nappin's representing that guy.
Exactly.
They threw all the guns in barrels. That's what they do. We talk about that all the time. Yeah, they don't care. So go ahead, Eric. Tell us more. Vin, be quiet. Go ahead.
Sure thing. So we came up with, you know, we can store guns in this vault as a premise. Then we went to the state police. They're like, never heard of it. Went to the Attorney General's office of New Jersey. Never heard of it. Went to the federal attorney general's office, who referred it back to the state, and then the state referred it back to the state police. Well, there was a sergeant in the New Jersey State Police who kind of understood it, sat down, we talked about it, he walked him through the facility. He had never seen a facility like that before. And he went back to the attorney general's and said it fits into not being covered really by the state police, nor the ATF. So, therefore... We started business with their blessing, basically, their negative blessing, meaning it doesn't fit in any of their spaces. So it's legal. So we've been doing that now. Come December will be 5 years.
Wow, it's that long.
And we've helped a lot of people.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me. I don't know how many followed through, but I've sent over 100, and even if 20 followed through. But the follow-up calls, or the way you guys handled it and how they evaded trouble, or how when the cops come, Rosie, the cops come and like, all right, we need to confiscate your guns now because your ex put a temporary restraining order on you. Oh, here they are. They're at gun sitters. Now they get to stay there, right?
They do get to stay there.
So they don't end up in a barrel in an evidence room.
So we have a contract with our customers that says that we will keep their guns. Now remember, we're not taking possession of their firearms. They're storing their firearms in a locker in our facility. And they still have access. They can come and take their guns, and they can take them out, go shooting with them, and bring them back without any federal or state paperwork. But if there's a problem, sometimes we even get calls from prosecutor's office saying, listen, we're going to send you a letter. Don't let them access their locker.
Which is perfect, though. And I would rather you have my guns than be in, because the other thing is, because when I go to the judge and they drop the restraining order, I don't have to deal with the police department or the prosecutor to get my shit back.
And rusty guns.
I can just take that letter and go to you guys, and you'll release my stuff.
Exactly. Prosecutor's office sends us another letter that says, okay, they're now allowed.
We had a gentleman, Sandy, that, remember, he said he went back to get his guns. The judge said he could have his guns back. The prosecutor said, I'm not giving your guns back. You need a cooling off period. He had to go back to the judge. The judge called the prosecutor in and said, who authorized you to implement a cooling off period?
Right.
I'm the judge. I made a ruling. He gets his guns back. Give him his guns back. So who needs this shit? Right.
In addition to that, if you don't go and get your stuff, basically you abandon it, and now you can never get a firearms ID card
Correct.
In New Jersey.
Nappin talks about that all the
nationwide,
time.
Nationwide, because of the Lautenberg law of domestic violence, if there's a gun taken from you and it is not returned, nationwide you are banned.
Forever.
You're a disabled person from owning firearms.
Wow.
You're a prohibited person in all 50 states.
So that's where... The biggest thing that we find is that people come, they put their guns with us, their situation happens, and a year or so later they come back and they're happy. They have their guns and they have their guns' value.
And your place is dehumidified. Nobody's touching my
environmentally
stuff.
Controlled.
There's no cops coming in and looking at my guns and moving them around and throwing stuff on top of it.
Taking them out and shooting them at the range.
Yeah. Now, these guys are located on Route 10 in Whippany, right off 287. 80. I mean, they're in a great corridor, a great area to be in. So it's easy access to drop them off, pick them up. Greg Velarde just walked by and said hi, by the way. Fire official from Wayne. He waved in case you missed it. So good, continue. Vince, you can talk too. Eric's hogging the show.
That's what he does.
If there's a situation where, and it may be adjudicated that the judge doesn't want either of you to have firearms, either temporarily or permanently, now your guns can be moved from our storage to our affiliated FFL. We can sell them, and you can get your money. You can't do that when your guns are at the police department.
Or I can sell them to my brother.
Okay. Well, they could be sold to a third party.
Okay.
So, and that's the whole point, is these guns, if it's deemed that you are a disabled person, you get the value. On the other side, the prosecutor's office will put in a writ of forfeiture and take your firearms.
This is what Knappen would call a legal loophole, where we're working against a law that is there to penalize us, even though we're good law-abiding people. You guys have found a way to get around that to help people to fight for freedom in an unfree state.
Okay. Well, remember, the spirit of the law in which they're confiscating all these firearms, especially in a domestic violence situation, is the spirit is to keep the people safe.
Right.
Well, guess what? This is a safe place to keep your guns.
Right.
Outside of your control, whether you're going on vacation, you're moving. As soon as you go to move, you're giving the key to your house to someone else to let strangers who may be anonymous to you and even the realtor.
Right.
At an open house, they don't take
you're
your name.
Absolutely right.
I go to open houses, and I'm also a real estate agent, and I write Mickey Mouse, because I don't want my competitor real estate agents and companies to know that I was there.
In an open house, correct me if I'm wrong, nobody's with everybody who wanders through your home.
No.
They can take their camera and take a film of the house, take a picture of the jewelry box or the safe or the
open drawers
or the garage.
They're opening closets.
Exactly.
Yeah, not a good scenario. All right, we're coming right back.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now.
Time and memories, the two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
But some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
You could cook it at the same time. Well, that's convenient. Incendiary bullets. Do you sell any of those? Can we get those anywhere?
No, we do not have those.
Barbecue bullets.
It's funny because Gun Sitters has the blessing of the New Jersey State Police. I had a cop call me up once that they got an order to go get somebody's guns, and the owner of the gun said they were at Gun Sitters, and the cop called me up and said, "Is this place legit?" So I was like, "Yeah, it's legit. Yeah. They got the approval from the state police, and they've been doing it for about the time it was like 3 years now, right?" And he was like, "Oh, okay, I just wanted to make sure." But if you have a prosecutor or a police department, if they call the firearms unit down at state police and say, you know, "We went to get the guy's guns, but all he has is a receipt that they're at Gun Sitters," the state police can say, "Yeah, it's cool. Have a nice day."
Right.
You know? Right. But again, now, like he said, they can get an order where the prosecutor says, "Do not release those guns to Sandy Berardi because of what's going on." And they won't. That's their job. Now, you didn't get into it yet about people building houses, people going up. You can go. It's not expensive either. If you're going on vacation for 2 or 3 weeks and you don't have a mother load safe or a 14,000 pound door on your safe, you can drop your stuff off there. While it's there, I think you'd have it clean too while you're there, couldn't you?
Yes, you can.
Because how's that?
Go ahead. Because that's reason enough for me.
We have an affiliated FFL, so you can put the guns into gunsmithing. They can be cleaned and then put into your locker. So
how do you like that? So if you're going on vacation for 3 weeks, you come back, all your guns are clean, but you didn't have to worry about them while you were gone, which is a wonderful thing to know. But for all of you out there, this is the madness that's New Jersey. If you're in a situation where you feel that there's going to be temporary restraining orders, or if you're having marital problems, or if you have a kid that's in a teenage years or early 20s and is experiencing, you know, some behavioral issues where the cops might be coming to the house, you know, you have a kid that goes postal. If that kid says, I'm going to kill you with my father's gun, they're going to take your guns.
They're going to take
right,
them.
Eric? Uh-huh. Right, Vince? They're going to take your guns for the safety of everyone.
We had a police officer, retired police officer, whose son went to he went to school, raised his hand, and said, my dad thinks the president should be dead. He's going to kill them, and he has guns.
There you go.
The father spent 3 years in detention by the Secret Service. It was deemed that the child may have some mental issues, and he needed months of therapy. Mm. So the father couldn't have his guns. But he had a carry permit. He can carry that gun under his RPO, his retired police officer status.
He just can't have it.
He couldn't have it in near the child. Oh. So he comes to us every day, puts his gun in his locker.
Oh. What a
when
great
he, when he comes to work,
great
when,
solution.
When he goes to work as a security guard, he comes in, gets his gun, goes to work, comes back, puts his gun back.
Wow.
If he can't get to us in time or it's not convenient, he has to stay in a hotel and provide a receipt that he was not near his child with that gun.
Oh, man.
So he's legal.
Other than that.
Yeah.
Wow.
How else would he be doing it? I mean, he would have to literally go to a hotel.
And he'd have to move out of his own house.
Wow.
You guys and girls listening, if you're in the Whippany area or if you're in the northern New Jersey area, it'd be great. You can even swing by. Now, you have guns for sale at your affiliate FFL?
Our affiliate FFL is Firearms Support and Storage in Whippany. And we have the new and used guns. They support them with NRA training, and they also store the guns on a permanent basis, meaning if there's a legal problem, they will pay you $1 per gun, store your guns for you when this legal problem comes back. So you no longer own a gun. So when it's adjudicated that you can have your guns back and you want them back and can legally have them back, then you go through you have your firearms ID card, you have your pistol permits, and you have your, we fell to 4473, and you get the guns.
Wow, what a great solution.
I have friends that have done that.
Yes.
Yes, at that company.
At FSS?
Yes, and I'm proud to say that everything was fine.
Yeah. So I have not had any negative when Eric and Vince approached me about coming on as sponsors. I didn't have to do any due diligence because I've been referring people to them for 5 years, and I have never heard anything negative back. It all falls back. I tell a story a long time ago. I had a gentleman when I was working when I didn't have my own range. Called me up and said he was afraid his girlfriend was going to pull a fast one and say she threatened him with a gun. I told him to drop, he only owned one gun, he had a Glock 19. I said, drop your Glock 19 off at the gun store to be cleaned and then forget about it until they call you. Sure shit, 2 days later, she called the Bloomfield police and said he threatened me with his gun, he put it to my head and said he was going to kill me. Subsequently, they locked her up for filing a false police report. He's since in the military right now. His first name's Greg. We still communicate through Facebook and everything. But that was a workaround back then to drop your gun off to be clean. But, you know, most places after 2 or 3 days are going to call them and say, come get your stuff, you know. Yeah. Luckily, this was an old school place, and they let him keep it there. He never took the gun back, by the way. He went in and he sold it to the gun store after that happened with her because he was afraid she would do it again.
We have some customers with 150 guns.
Storage up there.
Yes. So we can accommodate any size collection. So when you have 150 guns, it's hard to put them into an FFL to be cleaned.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. This was a situation where he only owned one gun. He had a handgun. But again, if you said, listen, it is so easy. You don't need, you know, they say a ham sandwich can get indicted in New Jersey. A ham sandwich can get a temporary restraining order.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sure.
All a woman has to do, and some are legitimate, obviously, but all a woman has to do is go to the police department and say, I feel threatened. He owns guns. He threatened me. It's supposed to be, they're supposed to list the specific incident, time, date, and location. But what happens is if a woman goes to the police department at 3 o'clock in the morning, the whoever's the cop is will call the judge in that county, whoever's on call, and say, I got Miss So-and-so here. She's 5 foot tall, 88 pounds. She says her husband's 6 foot three, owns 30 guns, and she feels threatened, Your Honor. She wants a restraining order. What judge is not going to grant that restraining order?
Right, absolutely. Sure.
The second that temporary restraining order goes in motion, all your guns, anything that looks like a weapon, is coming to be collected. Okay, right. Immediately. And then 4 or 5 days later, you're going to go to court for a final restraining order hearing, which, if that happens, go ahead, Eric, take over.
We had a situation where that same scenario had happened. But it's not 4 or 5 days later because you have to secure an attorney and such like that. So it was put off. They were in court the next Thursday. It was put off for 2 weeks. A week later, a writ of forfeiture by the prosecutor's office to seize his firearms was put in. But the notice went to the registered address where his yellow card was. He was no longer allowed to be there. And his wife was no longer able to call him, write him, text him. Her mother, her sister, her brother couldn't contact him by the restraining order. So therefore, she waited 2 weeks, gave the letter to her attorney. Her attorney waited a week, gave it to his attorney. His attorney said, well, 2 weeks ago you had a letter of a written forfeiture hearing and your guns no longer belong to you because you didn't show up.
Wow.
See what I mean?
It gets, and it, not only that, but it gets even crazier when you start thinking about cap and ball revolvers and BB guns.
I would give it all to gun sitters, to be honest.
Exactly.
When the guys call me up, like the last one you handled for me here in Woodland Park, I said, if you have any knives in your house that don't look like a steak knife or a J.A. Henkel's chef's knife, get rid of them. Give them to somebody to hold for you. Don't put them in work because those are anything else. If you have slingshots, think about what you have. Any other thing mm-hmm. that can be deemed contraband. Do you have nunchucks from when you were a teenager?
Right.
I don't care, okay? When the police come through, they're going to want to take it all. Be sitting there, squeaky clean when they come in. Here's my paper. My stuff is up at Gun Sitters. Search the entire house, guys. Do whatever the hell you want.
Oh, they'll look in your car, too.
Well, yes.
If you have a BB handgun in the state of New Jersey laying in the trunk of your car that you got from your uncle in Pennsylvania, you're now a felon.
How many guns would you say you guys have, the affiliate has for sale right now?
Oh, thousands.
So it's worth just stopping up to gunsitters.com. Check out where they are. Check out their facility. Ask for Eric or Vince, correct?
Can they come in and take like a tour of the facility? See the vault?
Of course.
I mean, that'd be cool.
I encourage it all the time. Yeah. I tell people, I'm like, go up there. Now, the last guy I had given, the high-profile guy I had given Gun Sitters was, they went to his house and got the guns because he was worried that something was going to come down almost immediately, right?
We can legally go to your house, log all your guns together.
Because you are an FFL.
Okay, well, no. Because Gun Sitters isn't an FFL. Oh. Gun Sitters, we go, we do that as a service, and the people drive with us back.
Oh,
so they're still in possession of the firearms.
All right.
So they drive with us back. So any size
he's
collection.
Got a Winnebago. Tell him. Well, he's got a mobile home.
Well, he borrows Knappen's bus.
Tell us about it.
We're opening licensing locations for Gun Sitters across the country because it's needed.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
And the reason being is, as a former police officer and the police officers that you talk to now, talk to an old detective and he'll tell you crimes are committed. Sometimes crimes are committed with firearms. And those firearms are rarely the person who owns the gun. It's a stolen gun. How did that gun get stolen from somebody? Well, guess what? Very rarely does somebody come up to you when you have a gun in your hand and say, give me your gun.
Give me your gun, yes.
It's when those guns are not being guarded.
Yes.
And when that gun isn't guarded, it's in a locker, or it's at your house that maybe the cleaner took it.
Right.
And it may be months or sometimes years before you realize that gun is actually gone.
Sure. For those of us who might have had many guns, how many times do you go and inventory every gun?
And I will challenge any of your listeners here, okay, to say, okay, I know every serial number, make, model, and serial number of every one of my guns.
Right, exactly.
And if Charlie would be the only one,
he's about the only
set.
One that Charlie could recite them all.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's the only one.
And how many?
He's got them all on a pen drive.
So the thing is, with that being said, if this gun is missing, what are you reporting stolen? It's a silver handgun.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So now that stolen gun is out there, it's not reported stolen, and somebody's committing crimes with it. That's what we want to stem. We want to stymie that because your guns are now stored with us. They're safe while you're on vacation, when you're moving, when you're building a house, when you're in transition, when you're anything, really.
Tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250 pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day, she was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
This right here has ability with a 30 caliber clip to disperse with 30 bullets within half a second. 30 magazine clip in half a second.
A second.
Crank it up, let's
yeah,
go,
on a phalanx maybe.
So obviously you know by now our new sponsor is gunsitters.com. And I have a guy, Pete, who's a platinum member of the range. He had cops come to his house because a revolver he owned was used in a crime, and the gun had actually been missing for about 15 years.
Wow.
He thought he misplaced it, doesn't know, he figured it was somewhere in the house and kind of forgot about it, and life, you know, moves on.
Sure.
And he, like he said, he raised kids. They went to college. They had parties in the house. Someone probably stole the gun.
Mm-hmm. Sold
and it. And it sold it. It went from Joe to Larry to Ralph to whatever. And 15, 18 years later, the gun was used in a crime. But guess what? It was still under his name. So shit like this happens. Yeah. And that's why it's important. You know, kids are shot accidentally with guns all the time. So you have gun sitters. You can store their stuff. So, Eric, I want you to transition to what's going on with military now, because they're doing a great thing at Gun Sitters with another division as well. Okay, hit us.
So you have veterans and active duty military who are going on deployment. So what we do is we give them a locker, and then we have a granting service called Weapons Guard, and Vince is in charge of that.
So, Vince, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, I have 10 years military experience in the Marine Corps, active duty Army, National Guard, and Homeland Security.
So you missed like the Air Force and the Navy? What happened?
I did. I wouldn't say I actually missed them, but...
go ahead.
Anyway.
I'm a civilian maggot, so go ahead.
We won't hold that against you.
Thank you.
So we found a need that, and I found this when I went on deployment. I had a huge collection of firearms. I lived in a multi-family house, and when I went on my last deployment, it's like, what am I going to do with my firearms? So what I did was, at the time, gun sitters didn't exist, and Eric's business did. So I asked Eric, I said, listen, can I rent a storage locker for me and just stick my guns in there? And it was kind of like forgotten about until I got back from deployment. And it wasn't until about a year later that we're actually sitting in the back of a cab, and we thought, well, what if we make a solution strictly for military? most soldiers, when they go on deployment, they have nothing to do with their guns. They store them illegally, either in a mini storage or in the trunk of their car, and they store them with their personal effects. If they get stolen, they don't report it because they've already stored them illegally, so they're already a criminal. So they just kind of just let it go. Even if they do come back, their girlfriend let their boyfriend borrow them or their new husband take them, and those guns are gone. So now what we did was we started off with Weapons Guard, found at weaponsguard.com, and it was going to store the military firearms. But we've changed it into a military foundation, which basically what we do is for a licensed gun sitter facility, we give them a grant. So a service member doesn't actually have to pay to have their firearms stored. So it's done absolutely free for them.
Wow, that's great.
Because you guys were telling me when someone gets deployed, their guns are now illegal, right?
Right. We had a case where we were in Afghanistan, and as we're watching the news, New York City passed a lot of different laws. And I was with the 10th Mountain Division at the time in New York. And when everybody came back, most of the firearm owners that owned firearms legally were now criminals. And they had to give them to their brothers in different states or just make them disappear.
While you were away serving your nation, right. Your rights were being taken away from you.
Absolutely. And we didn't even know it. So we came back, most of us were criminals.
Anybody with an AR with the wrong stock was an automatic felon.
Oh, absolutely. Or even a 1911 with one too many bullets.
So if you guys eventually have a network of gun sitters, if I'm in the military and I get transferred or something, my guns can get transferred as well, correct?
Absolutely. If you're going to a state that allows those firearms, we can help facilitate the transfer. If that state doesn't allow those firearms, then we can actually take and store them for you. If you're going overseas, we'll store them for you as long as it takes.
Think about that. That's a great service. Yeah. And what are you charging veterans for that?
$0.
$0.
Yes. So, I mean, depends on the level.
This is active military.
Active military and veterans.
And veterans
We're serving pretty much anybody that served in the military. What happens is if you're an active duty military, it doesn't matter what branch, we won't hold it against you. Even National Guard, Air National Guard, if you are an active Salvation Army will work with you.
Yes.
It is absolutely free. If you're a veteran, you automatically get 10%. And if you're a disabled veteran, you get the amount equal to your disability. So if you have 80%, then you get an 80% grant to store your firearms. If you're obviously a Medal of Honor recipient, then we'll probably pay you to store your firearms. Not really. But you will not get charged. If you're a Purple Heart recipient, you will not get charged.
So beautiful service.
Yeah. We're a 501c nonprofit. So we take donations from some of the largest gun companies, and we actually just opened it up to take donations from private citizens because a lot of people wanted to help serve those who serve the country.
And how can people make donations or support that organization?
Right on our website at weaponsguard.com. It's right on the first page, and we're even on Facebook at Facebook/weaponsguard.
Weaponsguard.com, gunsitters.com. Guys and girls listening, it's illegal, first of all, to store your guns at a friend's house or a family member's house in New Jersey. And the other thing is, if you do get in trouble legally, if the cops come take your gun, they're going to their house and taking the guns.
Right.
You can't.
And their guns, too.
And their guns, too, because you have access to them. Okay. Right. So remember that. I mean, it's important. And you want to know something. The last guy, you know, his first name was Jerry. He was reluctant. You know, he was like, well, what am I going to shoot while my stuff is up there? I said, come in the range and rent. If you need to shoot a gun, come to the range and rent. But at least you'll know that you're not going to. I'm like, are you kidding me? Do you really want to play around with this? Right. She's told you straight out, I'm going to call the cops, say, threaten me with a gun. She's told you she's going to do that. And you want to play Russian roulette. Right. Because you want to be able to go to the range and shoot once in a while instead of being behind bars, you know? And luckily, as predicted, it was the perfect scenario.
Another word about Weapons Guard is they're helping the disabled veterans also, meaning a veteran comes back with PTSD or some sort of injury that you can't tell he has. He can voluntarily put his guns in Weapon Guard or in gun sitters, paid for by Weapons Guard, free, until he gets the therapy that disabled
veteran
needs.
Get a letter from the doctor that it's okay for him to handle firearms again, then he can take them back.
Yeah, basically what happens when you come back from deployment, your unit tells you, hey, listen, don't drive a car for about 2 weeks because you haven't been driving. You've been walking around doing patrols. They don't say anything about handling firearms. Now, you're used to living with and walking with and going to the bathroom and even showering with your firearms. And you're used to that. So on a civilian scale, that's not really acceptable. I mean, they kind of frown upon you going to the supermarket carrying your AR rifle.
Yeah,
but you're used to doing
bummer.
That. So rather than just eliminating that habit, it takes that that need away. And not only that need, is it it also takes away that if they're thinking about harming themselves, it takes away the ability to use that firearm to that. And that's one of the biggest steps with making this free for veterans and service members.
Great service.
Is to take that away from so we can eliminate the need to use that firearm on themselves.
22 times a day.
Right.
22 times a day veterans take their lives.
Yeah, one of the biggest reasons why we're trying to license facilities all around the country is to put one outside every military base so we can actually get the firearms, the personally owned firearms, out of the arms room of the companies and out of the military bases. So it limits the access that the service members have for the immediate gratification of needing that firearm.
This has big, strong legs on it. It can really grow.
It's a very important service.
I'm glad to see it's a C3 like us.
Right.
Yeah, they're not. You didn't bring me a cigar, so I can't even talk about it. But
next time.
All right. No, it's okay. But so the mothership is gunsitters.com, right? This is the one that's fueling all the fire.
Yes.
Here.
You're the guns are stored at Gunsitters.
We didn't even go over. What's the address?
831 Route 10 East in Whippany.
Whippany. My eye doctor is on top of them, and the original Pancake House is on top of them too. Not a bad place to check out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's after you go visit the vault, go get one of those Dutch babies because they don't suck.
It's a monster pancakey type thing. I like their omelets
Apple.
Are good there. But anyway, they're not paying us to be a sponsor. So
they're not.
But if you go downstairs to Gunsitters,
original Pancake House, $1,000.
They owe us a thousand bucks. So it's right on Route 10 in Whippany. It's literally right off 287. 80 is right around the corner. It's on 10. 46 is 3 miles away, maybe.
Yes.
Right, like New Road in Parsippany area.
True.
So Beverwick Road. It's very, very close. I used to live up there. And I'll tell you what. You need to go downstairs, check out the facility, say hi to the guys, check out the used guns and accessories they have. They'll show you the vault and plant the seed with friends and family. If you don't need it now, I'm telling you, listen, I get messages all the time, Instagram, Facebook, this thing, that thing, the other thing. I think something's going to happen. My oldest daughter threatened to kill herself, and DIFIS came in to investigate. They're going to take your guns away.
Absolutely true.
Okay, there's a thousand scenarios we have not discussed here today. Vin only scratched the surface with our military. Active military and retired and military inactive. He only scratched the surface there with that. But it's just an umbrella that you need to have their card in your repertoire. Gunsitters.com.
And gentlemen, this is not something that you can put off either, because when you get an inkling, there's always an inkling before this thing happens.
You
correct,
get
guys?
Very rarely do you get blindsided.
Right.
You know something's happening.
Something's up.
And I'll tell you what, use the element of surprise. Don't tell the other person you're dropping everything off.
We have customers that sign the contract and lock it in their locker. So
leave the contract
knows.
In the locker.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. Perfect scenario. Yeah. So that if your significant other pulls some shady shit, or what if your teenage kid says, my dad threatened me with a gun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're getting locked up.
Right.
In the old days, my father, a hearse would have come to pick me up.
Well, that's
the
true.
Cops
there wouldn't have been any.
Or a teenage
witness.
Kid accused of, with a girlfriend, domestic violence, your guns will be taken.
Right. Or if the kid chews a Pop-Tart into a shape of a gun, you're going to lose your guns.
Or
this
if the
is
kid's
Jersey.
Friend yes. needs Narcan.
I want Narcan.
Right.
Listen, Saturday,
you need
Saturday,
Narcan.
10/29 from 9 to 2, the Cub Scouts will be here with a popcorn sale. Don't miss it. Evan Knapp and books are in stock. We have a ton of classes. I'm not even going to list them all today. Next week, I'll list them all because these guys rock. What's it, military?
Weapons Guard.
WeaponsGuard.com, Gunsitters.com, CNJFO.com. Listen, our new sponsors, send them an email. Go on their website. Give them a like. Check them out. Pass it on to your friends and family. I'm telling you, it works. Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterfeit Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Gunsitters.com. Winston, what do you think of them? They pretty cool? Atta boy. We love you guys. See you next week. Be safe. Gunsitters.com. From sea to the shine.